Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Wednesday, April 17th. On today's show, Tom Holland's X account gets hacked with cryptic posts recommending investing in Spider-Verse NFTs. Plus, we'll explore what BFDollar cryptocurrency is and how it works. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with a bizarre twist involving actor Tom Holland, best known for portraying Spider-Man in the Marvel films. Holland recently had his ex-social media account hacked, with the hackers using his account to promote a dubious cryptocurrency investment scheme. For more on this developing story, we turn to our correspondent at Simply Crypto. What can you tell us about this hack and the cryptocurrency scam the hackers were pushing?
This is a troubling situation. Holland's followers were shocked to see a post from his account on April 16th promoting something called SpiderCoin and Spider-Verse NFTs, claiming they were part of an official Spider-Verse project in partnership with cryptocurrency exchange Binance. However, Holland is known for being relatively inactive on social media, so this post immediately raised red flags that his account had been compromised.
And Holland doesn't actually have any rights to Spider-Verse or related projects, correct? That would be owned by Marvel.
Exactly. As one astute fan pointed out online, Holland does not own the Spider-Verse IP. That belongs to Marvel. So this post promoting a Spider-Verse cryptocurrency was an obvious scam. The hacked post was deleted, as was a selfie of an unknown man that briefly appeared on Holland's ex profile, likely the hacker himself. Unfortunately, crypto scams leveraging hacked celebrity accounts are all too common as the hackers try to capitalize on the star's large following.
Absolutely. We've seen similar crypto giveaway scams before, exploiting other hacked verified accounts. Thankfully, it seems Holland's team quickly regained control of the account in this case. Separate from this incident, though, Holland is making headlines for his upcoming stage debut, right?
That's right. Holland is set to play Romeo in a London stage production of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet from May to August. Rising actress Francesca Amuda Rivers will star opposite Holland as Juliet. However, the casting announcement was met with an unfortunate barrage of online racial abuse directed at one of the company members. The production team released a statement firmly condemning the racist attacks.
A troubling development, but sadly not surprising, given the toxicity that persists in online discourse. Hopefully, the production can move forward without further incident. We'll have more on the Tom Holland account hack and the Spider-Man star's stage debut as details emerge. But for now, let's shift gears to the ever-evolving world of cryptocurrencies. A new player has emerged that's capturing attention for its unique blend of humor, community, and technical prowess. BIF, a meme coin built on the secure base chain platform, is challenging conventional notions of what a cryptocurrency can be. Here to shed more light on this intriguing development is our correspondent. So what sets BIFDollar apart from the sea of other cryptocurrencies out there?
BIF is indeed a fascinating case study. It's not just another meme coin looking to capitalize on a fleeting trend. Instead, it's built on a solid technical foundation with features like a capped supply of 10 billion tokens, locked liquidity, and renounced contract ownership. These give BIF the stability and security needed to be taken seriously as a digital asset. But beyond that, BIF is really about fostering a vibrant community. Owning the token is about more than just a financial stake. It's a ticket to belonging to a group of people who share values, cultural references, and even a sense of humor.
That's a compelling point about how cryptocurrencies can shape social dynamics and identities. How does BIF aim to drive innovation and strengthen community bonds through its platform?
BIF envisions a digital landscape where every transaction, every interaction contributes to building and empowering the community. It's about creating online spaces that are truly collaborative and inclusive, where the currency itself is a conduit for connection. This approach has the potential to transform how we think about money and value in the digital age. BIF is also a testament to the power of rapid innovation. By staying agile, responsive, and deeply attuned to its user base, the BF community has created an environment where groundbreaking ideas can flourish. It's a model for how collective wisdom and creativity can drive technological advancement.
For those interested in getting involved with BIF, what's the process like? Is it accessible to newcomers to the crypto space?
Absolutely. One of BIF's core tenets is accessibility. To get on board, all you need to do is swap some Ethereum for BIF tokens. It's a straightforward process designed to welcome new folks into the fold. This ease of entry reflects BIF's mission to make crypto engaging and user-friendly for everyone, not just seasoned investors. By lowering the barriers to participation, BIF is cultivating a diverse and dynamic community united by a shared excitement for the future of digital currencies.
While BitDollif represents a new way of thinking about the role digital assets can play in our lives, not just as financial instruments, but as tools for building communities, driving innovation, and even injecting a bit of much-needed levity into the often serious world of finance, it's important to be aware that cryptocurrency scams are on the rise, often starting with a seemingly innocent message or email. But these communications frequently have more sinister motives behind them. Here with more details on this troubling trend is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What are you seeing in terms of the prevalence and tactics of these crypto scams?
Unfortunately, crypto scams have been rapidly increasing in both frequency and sophistication. Many of them begin with unsolicited messages or emails promising huge returns on crypto investments or claiming you've won some kind of crypto lottery. But when victims engage, the scammers employ social engineering and high-pressure tactics to convince them to send cryptocurrency or provide access to their crypto wallets.
Are there certain demographics or groups that seem to be targeted more frequently by these cryptocurrency scams?
While anyone can potentially fall victim, the scammers often go after more vulnerable populations like the elderly or those less familiar with how cryptocurrency and blockchain technology works. They exploit that lack of knowledge to make their schemes sound legitimate. Younger, more tech-savvy individuals are targeted as well, with scams presented as cutting-edge crypto investment opportunities.
What are some of the most common narratives or storylines used in these crypto scam attempts?
One prevalent theme is promising astronomical returns in a short time frame. Scammers will often claim that by investing in their crypto scheme, you can double or triple your money almost overnight. Celebrity endorsements are frequently faked to lend credibility. Another common narrative is that you've been randomly selected to receive a crypto prize or free coins, but need to provide your wallet credentials to claim them. In reality, any unsolicited crypto offer is almost certainly a scam.
For those watching or listening, what are some key things to watch out for to avoid falling victim to a cryptocurrency scam?
Be extremely wary of any unsolicited messages about crypto, whether it's via social media, email, or text. Legitimate crypto projects and platforms will never contact you unprompted, asking for money or access to your wallet. Also, watch for classic red flags like high-pressure tactics, demands for urgency, promises of unrealistic returns, or any communication rife with spelling and grammatical errors. If something sounds too good to be true in the crypto space, it almost certainly is.
Those are great tips for our audience to keep in mind. Any final thoughts on how to stay safe from crypto scams?
The best defense is education. The more you understand about how cryptocurrency actually works and what legitimate projects look like, the easier it becomes to spot scams. Never share your private crypto keys with anyone. And if you do fall victim, report it to the authorities. Many victims stay silent out of embarrassment, but reporting helps combat these scams. Be vigilant and trust your instincts. If a crypto offer seems suspicious, best to steer clear altogether.
Thanks for that important look at the state of crypto scams today. And speaking of cryptocurrency regulations, Norway is looking to regulate cryptocurrency mining through new rules for data centers. The government says the move is part of efforts to combat money laundering and terrorist financing risks associated with crypto. For more on this, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about Norway's plans?
Norway is proposing amendments to its existing laws on data centers that would allow regulators to target those used for mining cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. The Ministry of Local Government and Regional Development said data centers would have to report more information to authorities, including what kind of data they are processing. This is aimed at cracking down on money laundering and terrorist financing risks.
How significant is crypto mining in Norway currently? Is this a major industry there?
Norway has become an attractive spot for crypto mining operations in recent years due to its abundant hydropower and cold climate, which helps keep equipment from overheating. Several large mining facilities have been set up in old industrial buildings and abandoned warehouses. However, authorities are concerned that some of these data centers could be used for illegal purposes under the guise of mining.
What kind of information will these data centers now have to provide under the proposed rules?
The new regulations would require data centers to disclose detailed information on the type of data being processed, the purpose, and who their clients are. Energy consumption reporting may also be required. Additionally, data centers would need to show that they are licensed for the specific data processing activities they carry out. Failing to comply could result in fines or even shutdowns.
Norway was already working on a licensing system for crypto mining last year. How does this new proposal fit in with those efforts?
This appears to build on that previous push to regulate and oversee crypto mining more closely. In mid-2022, Norway began considering measures to address some of the challenges around crypto mining, such as its energy intensity. The latest proposal seems to flesh out those plans with more specific rules and reporting requirements targeting data centers involved in mining.
Are any other countries taking a similar approach to regulating crypto mining facilities?
A number of countries have been looking at how to address crypto mining. China famously cracked down and banned crypto mining in 2021. In the US, there have been efforts to require miners to disclose energy consumption emissions, and Iranian authorities have been trying to track down illegal mining farms. Norway's approach of regulating it through data center laws appears to be a new tactic, though.
Those are certainly some interesting developments to keep an eye on in Norway's crypto mining industry. Thanks for breaking that down for us. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.